Just a couple of minutes to have a chat with Jonathan Darcy. He's down in Melbourne because the Inglis build-up is beginning to the Melbourne Premier Sale. Morning to you, Jonathan.
G'day, Andrew. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, lots of interest. I was talking to a few Melbourne trainers that are heading out there today. It's begun for you.
It is, yeah. No, I've been out looking at a few yearlings this morning and ran into Robert Smoot and Clinton McDonald. They're all out there trying to find the next champion. But, yeah, no, the graduates of this sale have been going so well in recent years. It's no surprise to see everyone focusing in on Oaklands this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's a huge interest in there. And also a huge interest in the chairman's sale. Can you just outline what this is all about?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the listeners may have noticed some of the advertisements that we've been putting online and also in the papers about this new sale. It's really aimed at the top level horses, both in training and also off the track, broodmares and weanlings and breeding prospects. So the first sale is going to be held on Thursday, the 30th of March, and it will feature maybe 5 to 10 lots at Newmarket. And what it is, it's the opportunity to buy either all or part of a horse that could be running at the championships or perhaps running at the Brisbane Carnival. We're looking at, you know, top-class racing prospects. And with the new rules that Racing Australia have introduced, Andrew, you can buy in at, you know, 10, 20, 30% of a horse at public auction. So as has been well documented, Man From Uncle, the outstanding Group 3 winner the last couple of weeks, there's 25% of him up for grabs at that sale, and we've got a couple of others. This morning we announced that a 5% share in Winx's little brother, the Snitzel two-year-old colt in training with Gay Waterhouse, is going to be offered there as well. And so as we get closer to the championships, we've got quite a few irons in the fire there, and we're hopeful of having, you know, 5 or 10 opportunities for people to buy into horses that hopefully will be running the 2 days later, at day one of the championships, or the following week on day two of the championships. So that's the first part of the sale. And Andrew, the second part of the sale is for elite breeding prospects. So we've got about 70 or 80 boxes free for at the Newmarket complex over the Easter period. We've obviously got just under 500 yearlings to sell that week at the famous Easter sale. But this sale will have 70 to 80 breeding prospects. So we've got about 25 weanlings, about 50 to 55 brood mares, and we've got some stallion shares and nominations to sell as well. So it's going to be something that is very different. It's going to be fairly high class, but of course the market's so close at the present, so strong at the present time for those better broodmares and things. We just thought with all the internationals, all the Australians in town that week for the Easter yearling sale, it's an ideal opportunity to put in front of them some outstanding breeding prospects.
And just finally for everyone there, the entries on this chairman's sale, they finish or close on Friday?
Yeah, this Friday, I can announce our latest recruits. I always like to announce something with you, Andrew, because you are the king of news. Kibeti, Matty Dale's outstanding Group 2 winner, the daughter of Redoute's Choice. She's a sister to the stallion up at Arrowfield, Panzer Division. Well, Kibeti will be coming to the sale, so that's the latest addition. But we've also got a breeding right in I'm Invincible to sell, obviously the hottest stallion in the country at the present time. But there's a lot happening for that chairman sale, and obviously as the catalogue comes out and we get closer to the sale, there'll be a lot more to talk about. But if Property happens to win the Blue Diamond on Saturday, we've got Property's Dam in Folder Sizzling at the sale as well. So there's as I said, it's a high-class catalogue. It's going to be very exciting for everyone who's involved that week in Sydney.
Yeah, it starts on Thursday, March 30. A lot more to come about that. Enjoy Melbourne, mate. We look forward to catching up over the weekend with the sale.
Thanks, Os. Good on you.